Six nominees to the federal bench in Arizona had their long-awaited confirmation hearings this week. Among the group of potential new federal judges is Diane Humitiwa, who would be the first American Indian woman on the federal bench. Paul Bender, a law professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU, says the nominees overall represent a diverse group.
Well, yeah, it is, as compared to the people who historically have been nominated to the federal bench. I mean, if you go back 20 or 30 years, you're going to find almost all white men. And, you know, relatively elderly sometimes. Whereas in recent years, I think presidents have been making a deliberate effort to diversify the bench. And, you know, it's not just for show. Issues that come before the federal courts involve all kinds of groups of people. Diane Humitiwa is a perfect example. In Arizona, lots of things before the federal court in Arizona involve Indian affairs. And having somebody there who has experience in that, who knows what it's like to be on an Indian reservation, brings a wisdom to the decision that you don't get if everybody is somebody who is from one background.
It sounds like the diversity isn't just looking at people and seeing what their race or ethnicity is, but also sort of where they come from as far as their legal backgrounds and what they think about and how they interpret the law.
Right, exactly. Different experiences, different backgrounds. I think that's a very important thing to have on the bench. It's good to have people on the court who come from less affluent places, people of racial minorities, because those issues about those things come before the court.
Assuming that this group of nominees is eventually confirmed and join the federal bench, what kind of impact do you think having them there will have on cases that go before them in Arizona?
You know, I think maybe the most important thing is people who come before the court may feel that they're getting a fairer shake if they see people on the bench who are like themselves. And if they don't see people on the bench who are like themselves, they may tend to feel that it's an alien institution that isn't treating them fairly. With regard to individual cases, it's very hard to say. The fact that judges say with Diane Humitiwa that she's American Indian, is that going to affect any of her decisions? Probably not in any specific way. But her understanding of things and her experience, she's been a prosecutor, she's worked for the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. She knows about Indian culture in a way that most people don't. That's wisdom and knowledge she brings not only to cases involving Indians, but to cases involving anything. And that's true of all of these diverse nominees.
Paul Bender is a law professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU.